Hi there. The word for you today is on solving the biggest marriage problem. In Matthew 19 verse 6 we read, what God hath joined together. The biggest problem in marriage is selfishness. When you've spent your life doing things your own way, let's be honest, it's hard to give up that right and defer to another person. Indeed, some days you'll do it well, other days poorly, and other days not at all. Paul Tripp writes, and I quote, "When we live for the kingdom of self, our decisions, thoughts, plans, actions, and words are directed by personal desire, and we seek to surround ourselves with people who will serve our kingdom purposes. The trouble is, as Lynn Rush points out, and I quote, a marriage of two people serving their own kingdoms will eventually end in bloody battle. But when both people submit to God's kingdom, where Christ reigns and where joy and life are found, marriage becomes an opportunity to exit the small space of the kingdom of self and begin to enjoy the beauty and benefits of the kingdom of God. Our greatest marital problem is ourselves. We will always rise to our own defense and be tempted to blame others while believing the best about ourselves. Not surprisingly, God uses marriage to reveal the sin of self-righteousness. A marriage can be transformed, however, when just one person sees this sin and humbly confesses ways they have damaged the relationship. It's only when two people give up their own kingdom and join together as one in living out the principles of God's kingdom that peace, harmony, love, and joy can be found. You say, I didn't know marriage would be so hard. God designed it that way for the purpose of aligning both your hearts with His kingdom and rescuing both of you from your own.